Australia has done badly in a comparison of how developed countries provide employment for people with disabilities. The accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers reviewed job prospects for the disabled in 29 developed countries, and Australia turned up at near the bottom. Brendan Trembath has the story.
There just aren't enough job opportunities in Australia for people with disabilities. PricewaterhouseCoopers partner John Walsh says the participation rate is better in most other developed economies.
We're 21st out of 27th in OECD countries in terms of employment of people with severe disability, and 27th out of 27 in terms of poverty of people with a disability.
How does Australia do it so badly to get a rating that low?
We don't have an answer to that. We have a different history from European countries, and we haven't had the strong rights movement of the United States.
John Walsh has a disability himself, and his motorised wheelchair is a common sight in the corridors of the Sydney office block where he works.
When there's a lot of people in here, I tend to wipe out toes and things, so they've got used to me over the years.
Mr. Walsh has used a wheelchair for 40 years, since he was badly hurt in a football game. His office building is wheelchair friendly.
All floors here are accessible by ramp or by lift. We have wheelchair accessible toilets on most floors. Just coming to the lift buttons are at a height that I can press them, and they're touchpads.
That chair's quite manoeuvrable, I've noticed.
This chair is quite manoeuvrable, although it's also very powerful. So if I get it wrong, I can take out door jams without too much trouble at all. But the benefit I've got through independence in getting this chair has been fantastic. So the lift's here.
John Walsh has seen a lot of changes in disability awareness in the last four decades, but says there should still be more opportunities in employment.
Even people with very severe intellectual disabilities have potential that hasn't been realised. Now, we're only going to achieve that through better school education, through realising their potential, and through creating employment opportunities where they can participate. But I don't think it's just the menial jobs. I think people with disability can take part at all levels of employment throughout the whole of society.
Former State Minister for Disability Services John Della Bosca agrees.
We know over the next 20 years employers will be screaming out for more labour. But also there's carers, people whose lives are committed as informal carers to looking after family members now. Their time would be freed up as well. That would also add a significant improvement or a significant improvement, if you like, to the economic bottom line. But more than that is the quality of life and the outcomes for people with a disability.
What's your reaction to that actual ranking, with Australia ranking so low?
I think it's a bit of a national shame for Australians, and we need to do something about it.
He's one of the main supporters of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, recently recommended by the Productivity Commission. If it's adopted, the insurance would cover the long-term costs of caring for Australians with disabilities.
Brendan Trembath reporting.